driving my car or ice cream. And strangely, I miss weather because it's always the same on board here, same temperature, no rain, no wind, nothing. And so it'll be nice to get back and experience a little weather. Over.
Okay, what you're hearing now is the International Space Station. Today is October 16th, 2001, and the crew of ISS crew number 4 is having a conversation.
It's difficult to have the right equipment, but it is time-consuming, and it's very important to do it. We spend 2 to 2.5 hours every single day exercising, either on a treadmill or a stationary bicycle, as well as lifting weights that use bungees to put stress on our muscles and bones. If we don't do that, we'll be in such bad shape by the time we finish our mission, we won't be able to stand and walk probably for several days. We intend to be able to do that. So we're working pretty hard at it. Over. That's an excellent question, Jordan, and you're obviously aware that there's plenty of that stuff up here. Yes, we do have extra protection. All the modules have special shielding on them that if they were hit by a meteor, would destroy the meteor before it gets to the pressure shell. In addition, if there's anything large threatening us, the radar trackers on the ground can track it, and then they'll maneuver the station if necessary to avoid it several hours ahead of time. Over.
International Space Station running a prearranged school schedule.
That's a good question, Calvin. We're obviously working with different cultures, different languages. We have 2 Russians and myself on this particular mission, and sometimes the mix changes. But we've known each other long enough that we can laugh about the differences and the difficulties, but sometimes we have some very interesting misunderstandings, either because of cultural things, like humor is not the same in different countries, and of course the language, when you're in a third language, can sometimes be difficult. Over. Tyler, we've had to work quite a bit on the computers up here, as well as a few other minor repair jobs on some of the plumbing. Nothing really major. We've been fortunate has broken on the station, and we have not and will not have any contact with any satellites. But we work on things all the time to keep them working before they break. Over. John, I'd say our number one tool is our laptop computers, with which we can control the station, all the systems, as well as communicate with the ground and access our procedures and our timelines, our plans. The next most important tool is a toss-up between a 1/16-inch wrench or a 12-meter wrench or a screwdriver. Pretty basic tools. We try to stay away from the hammers. The ground gets nervous when we break them out. Over. Aaron, actually, I can see Indianapolis really well when I go over it. I can see the racetrack. I can see the airport. And now I'm going to look for Greenfield next time we go over. I'd be looking out the window now if I weren't talking to you. But we see some great things. I love looking at cities that I'm familiar with that I've been to around the world. And we can see bridges. For example, I can see the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel very clearly from space. A lot of man-made landmarks are clear. But I can also see some of the interesting things like Niagara Falls and the Great Lakes, too. Over. Wow, Justin, I don't even know about that. For all of my trips and all the time I've been training, I'm sure that there's several thousand hours in simulators. Over. Zach, that's another good question. We have email, and all my kids have email, and we also can phone them. We have a special phone that we can use up here that's an internet-type phone, and works pretty well. Over. Another good question, Ashley. The Russian docking compartment arrived in the middle of September. We've used it twice now as an airlock for the 2 cosmonauts to do spacewalks. They just did one yesterday that was very successful. And so that added another 12 cubic meters of volume to the ISS. The U.S. The joint airlock had arrived just a couple of months before that. And not during our stay, but there'll be others coming up soon. Over. Joe, I spent over a year and a half in training for this specific mission, but I've been an astronaut for 17 years preparing for this type of stuff. Over. W9ATG, are you still there? Over. W9ATG, this is NA1SS. Thank you very much for the contact. That was great questions. Great kids. Obviously very smart. Over. Got you loud and clear. Thanks for asking, Rachel. I've been on 2 previous missions, both on the shuttle, once as a pilot on a Department of Defense mission and as a commander of STS-51 in 1993. Over. Hello, Katie. How are you? Over. Nice to hear you, Gabe. Thanks for calling. Over. Hello, Jesse. So you a Boilermaker or a Indiana fan? Hey, kids, you're doing the most important thing you'll do in your life right now is going to school. Education will open the doors for everything you want to do in the future. It made the difference for me, doing which is obviously working with technology. And keep up the great work. You're all very smart, I can tell. Over. Same to you, Gary, and to all of you. Thank you very much. Go Boilermakers. Over.
Anyone? A1ISS, WF1F.
WF1F, this is A1ISS.
Doing very good. We've got a very sunny, beautiful fall day here, and in the evenings we've been watching you guys fly overhead. A nice, bright, starry object.
I heard it was pretty bright when we were just offshore. I got some great pictures of Boston the last couple of days. Check the NASA website. Over.
Great. I have a project coming up to ISS, but I just got the news it's going to move off until True 4. It's going to be an amateur radio JPEG transmitter. Over.
Oh, that sounds good. Folks will like that. Over.
It's two-way. It'll allow people to see both directions, but we couldn't get it up in time for your mission, but hopefully for next mission. Over.
Well, if the shuttle doesn't come on time, maybe we'll still be here. Over.
Okay, any good words for the general public down here today?
Yes, I just want to tell folks that I'm very proud of my country. I'm very proud of the Americans down there who are working so hard to solve the problems we're dealing with right now. And I want to condolences to the folks who've been hit so hard by this. I know Boston feels it very deeply, too. And we feel it very strongly up here. It was really something. But what we're doing up here, I think, is very important, working towards more international cooperation, and I hope it will be a good example for folks in the future. Thanks for listening, Miles. Over.
Okay, thank you. And New York is still in there, plugging away.
Go ahead, Massachusetts. What was the call? Zulu 1, Zulu Kilo Bravo Main, this is NA1SS. Go ahead, over.
Okay, ISS, I'm just signing clear with them. Oh, that was my first contact with this crew. 73 is everyone. WF1F clear.